Bank of Cardiff, Danny speaking.
Oh, yeah, Danny, this is Chris at Treasures Auto Sales. I was just returning your call.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I tried to get in touch with you. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, circle back with you, see if, you know, you found anything in place or, you know, what you were thinking.
Yeah, like I said, for right now, I think we're going to continue to, we've got a few other, what I would call traditional banks, checking into some things and stuff like that, but we hadn't made a decision what we want to do just yet.
Yeah, and I mean, have they gotten back to you, or did they tell you how long it's going to take for you?
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't take too long for them to find out if they even have products that will work for us, for what we're looking.
Yeah.
They don't have to do an official application or anything to see if there's even a possibility of that type of product, so it shouldn't be too long.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I know sometimes those larger banks, you know, take a little while. I mean, we could have already, you know, got you guys an answer, which you'd be looking at with us. That way you had, you know, at least some sort of idea. If not, use it against them, too. Yeah, so I don't know. You know, I just wanted to get a timeline and when you guys were looking to, you know, pull the trigger.
Well, like I say, I appreciate you checking in with a bit. Like I say, pretty much what y'all offer is not ideal for what we're looking for. It's something that would kind of almost be if we couldn't find anything else that was longer, you know, between payments and stuff. And I'm not sure we would want to do it if we had to make, you know, weekly or daily or weekly or monthly payments. So that's really what we're looking at. But I'll definitely get back in touch with you if we decide to go that route.
Yeah, and I know that's like, you know, not that ideal thing. We do have like multiple programs, because what exactly you guys are, so I have a better idea, you're looking for like to get a loan that you only pay back what, after the term is over?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you had that before? I'm not.
Yes, we have in the past, mostly when we were in the cattle business. We'd have 6 months, and before that was back, because so we could buy a feed and then sell and then pay the loan off at that point when we sold.
Okay, so is it like a collateralized like loan?
Typically,
or?
No. It hadn't been in the past. Of course, things change all the time, so that's the reason why the banks are having to that we were working with are having to check and see if it's something that they can do available wise on that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, and that's
Basically, if we can't find something like that, we're probably just we are just wanting to expand our inventory to maybe increase our revenues. It's not something that's going to make or break what our business is. So I don't know that we'll do anything if we can't find something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Mostly testing the waters.
Yeah, you're just testing the waters, see what you got.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, double check, see that, and
yeah.
So I mean, if you did, you know, have something, we'd like to, you know, help you guys out, because we did have, you know, equipment financing, and I know you guys turned over that inventory at 3 months, I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like 3 months terms. Okay, and yeah, I mean, what do you guys usually do if you can't like sell the car? Do you kind of auction it off and get rid of it, or do
that's what we'd have to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And have you ever had that in the instances like that in the past?
Very seldom. Some things I'll have. That's why the longer term is important to us, because some things I'll sell 2 days after I get it. Sometimes I've had cars. The longest one I've ever had has been, I've actually had one for 2 years before I sold it.
Oh, wow.
If I was forced to go out and sell it wholesale at an auction, I would probably lose money, whereas I eventually made money, even though it was less money than I would have made if I'd sold it in 2 days. I still made money. I didn't lose money, which is what happens when you have the wholesale on that auction usually.
Yeah.
9 out of 10, you don't get what you paid for them whenever you take them to an auction setting like that. So.
Yeah, they kind of.
So that's why I don't like to do that. That's why the payments being, you know, more frequent is a problem, because I don't know how quickly I'll sell each individual item.
I got you.
We're not wanting to do that. So.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make sense, really. I mean, because you guys, I don't know if I asked you, did you guys have a line of credit, right?
Well, currently we don't. We're using our own money, currently.
Just cash loan. Okay.
Yeah. We have our own funding for inventory, but we're wanting to increase the inventory past what we have capital-wise right now. Is the biggest
problem. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. And I mean, what, you know, with our working capital program, I know that it's kind of a predicament you guys are in. One benefit of it is, I mean, if we were to get you approved for an X amount, and say you're like, oh, say we got you approved for $50,000, and then you're like, I only need $10,000. You know, you could take, you don't have to take the full amount.
Mm-hmm.
And when, you know, you guys do, if you do use us, our services, we also, once you pay back, you know, halfway through the loan, you can actually like refi the loan and, you know, get longer terms, you know, better rates. It's more like the first kind of loan that we do is like an introductory loan, and then we like to build that relationship with businesses, you know, because I know you probably, you know, every 3 months you're circling through this, so you probably want something every 3 months, I'm guessing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm saying it's more of a typical thing. If I sell two cars, I'm going to want to replace them. I'm not going to want to sell down my inventory completely, so that's another reason why. You know, I may rotate through all my inventory 3 months, but I'm not going to sell down to zero cars out front before I replace them. So that's why I lump sum do at a later time, is that I can rotate through those vehicles several times, and then if push comes to shove and I have to auction them all off one time or sell them all down without replacing them one time a year, that wouldn't be the end of the world, but I wouldn't have to do that every couple of months because I have a note due. So.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like, I mean, we have that monthly option available as well. And, because if you were able to get, you know, say you bought 10,000 worth of cars and you got them for, I don't know, extended a period of time. Do you think you could put them over 3 months? You could get it for 6 months, but if you pay it all off, you know, in that 3 months, we can get you more money and extend, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's ways that we could work and help you guys out, you know, if needed. I just think, because, like, I know a lot of times these bigger banks, for whatever reason, take forever, and then, you know, they're like, oh, no, we couldn't do anything for them. I've had instances in the past like that. You're doing the great route and finding what's best for you. But, just throwing it out there, you know, if you wanted to see exactly what we could do for you, and that way, I mean, there's no obligation. You have it in your back pocket, and as you're shopping around, you can see what else you can get.
I think for right now, we're going to just see what comes up. And then, like I say, I'll get in touch with you if we decide that we want to see what's going on with y'all's options.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, all right. Chris. Appreciate it. All right. Thank you.